I think the surprise was that we finally knew who won. This was really an election that was hard to predict a winner for before the results last night. But I think the surprise to me was that President Obama didn't win by much less of a margin than he won 4 years ago. I think he came close to 51% finally last night, and that's a victory with some distance between him and Governor Romney. Not a whole lot, but it's a clear victory.
So what sealed the deal for the president?
Pardon me?
What sealed the deal for the president?
I think the get-out-the-vote effort. It was a superior get-out-the-vote effort. But I think even before that, the auto rescue plan that the president put together, I don't think we can underestimate how much difference that made, particularly in Northwest Ohio and in other parts of Ohio where there are auto workers, not just General Motors and Chrysler, but Ford workers also. I talked to a UAW person up in the Cleveland area. This resonated with these workers, and that made a difference. That was part of the president's base, and he got them out.
We've been hearing for months now that it all comes down to Ohio. Did Ohio prove to be as pivotal as it was made out to be?
Well, when Ohio was projected as the winner, that put President Obama over the top, gave him more than 270 electoral votes. I think the president might have been able to carry this without Ohio because, as we saw, other battleground states begin tumbling the president's way. North Carolina went for Governor Romney, I think, but nearly every other battleground state went for the president. And you may know better than I do, but it looked like the president was clinging to a slight lead in Florida. So maybe President Obama could have done it without Ohio, but the drama went to Ohio. All the networks said, oh, Ohio went for Obama, he wins the presidency. So it gives us a little cachet.
Republican Karl Rove raised concerns last night that Ohio was called too soon.
I heard that, yeah.
Does that have any legs?
Oh, I think Karl Rove was heavily invested in this campaign, particularly in the U.S. Senate race. His group spent millions of dollars to defeat Sherrod Brown, and he didn't succeed. So it had a little bit of a ring of sour grapes to it, although sometimes the networks do get a little hasty when it comes to projecting.
Can you break down the map of Ohio for me? Where was Obama's strongest support?
The strongest support for President Obama clearly is in Northeast Ohio, Cuyahoga County, Summit County. But he also did very well in Central Ohio, in the Columbus area, which seems to be trending more and more Democratic. And while it wasn't an area of his strongest support, you'll notice that the president carried Hamilton County and Cincinnati again. Now, Cincinnati is a Democratic city, but Hamilton County has been a Republican stronghold, and when the president carried it 4 years ago, it was the first time since 1964 that a Democrat had carried it. And I believe he carried it again last night.
I'm wondering how history is playing out here. As far as Republicans are concerned, who did better, Romney or John McCain in 2008?
Romney did a little bit better than John McCain. I think John McCain was somewhere around 46.9%, maybe close to 47%. And Romney was a little bit better than that last night.
What's next for the president? I know that sequestration is something that many in the Miami Valley are looking at. Those are those across-the-board defense cuts that came about with talks about raising the debt ceiling. In one of the debates, the president had said that's not going to happen. Now that we know that he's has a second term, what can the president do to stop this?
I think the president needs to show some really strong leadership. The president is a great campaigner, very intelligent, but when it comes to, I don't want to say head knocking, but he hasn't shown the skills of a Ronald Reagan or a Bill Clinton of getting people together. And this is extremely important for the Miami Valley, but for the whole state of Ohio to avoid this sequestration. And he needs to find some common ground, with Speaker Boehner, kind of tone Harry Reid down, the Senate Majority Leader, and maybe they should all just get in a room and not come out until they come up with a plan to avoid this catastrophe.
I've been speaking with Bill Hershey. He's a retired political reporter. He's been covering presidential elections here in Ohio since 1980. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me this morning.